And this is always entertaining. He's joined us for three or four training camps in a row now here in California, and we send him out to interview famous Dallas Cowboys, and he has this report for us. It's Dr. Vaginissimus, Gordo.
Yes, and I really hope that everything has been bleeped in this, because it got a little rough as Dr. Vaginissimus interviewed Daniel Ross.
Oh, yes.
Daniel Ross, player the very man. Famous player man.
This is Science and Its Implications for the Curious. I'm Dr. Maunston Canterbury Vaginismus III. And today we focus on the sport contest of football. And I'm here with the very famous D. Ross.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you heard with the famous D. Ross, man. You heard it from him.
Welcome, modern gladiator.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, as all my listeners know, all of life, all our human existence, the tender and the terrifying, the remarkable and the bloody, the masculine, the feminine, the rapturing, and the pernicious, is merely the dressed-up synthesis of colliding atoms in an impersonal and uncaring void of suffering and unknowability.
Yeah.
So, what the f*** are you doing in Oxnard?
Yeah, man, to get out of the heat of Dallas, man. It's like 95 and it's 77 here, man. What a breeze.
The heat in Dallas is bull, isn't it?
Oh, man. There was 1 week where we had like 115, 110, 108, 104, 108.
I hear you. Yes. I want you to know, D-Ross, that just like you, I've often explored the thin line between orgasm and death. And also I want you to know that I explored it most recently, right before I shook your hand.
Yep. How'd it feel? Did it feel great?
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Best.
Now, what position are you?
Oh, I play defensive tackle.
In relation to Alpha Proxima, or the moon Ios?
I don't know that position, but on this field, I play D-tackle.
As a football contester, do you find you organize your gameplay around the principles of enzymes and substrates or other neurotransmitter catalysts and reactants, or do you just try to hit people until shit comes out of their ass?
I try to hit people until shit comes out of their ass and blood comes out of their mouth, man.
As a large professional athlete, what is the relative size of your leavings?
Oh, man, about 6'5", about like 300, you know, solid, you know.
That's the size of your dung?
Yep. Yep. The size of a f***ing elephant.
God! As an apprentice, I once sojourned into the unforgiving countryside toward the provincial hamlet of Summerside-on-Dorset, armed with only a pint of my own urine and a sharpened hickory stick and a copy of the lost writings of Maureen McCormick.
That's what you survived on?
Indeed.
Mm.
Once there, I entered the hut of a peasant woman who had recently been widowed after a rather onerous spot of plague, and in the basin beside the wood-fired stove, I saw the stirrings of a malnourished infant.
Wow.
Swaddled in the indifferent rags of a consumptive's medical waste.
Oh, wow.
No doubt the child's fetid inheritance from a departed father.
Oh, at least he has some out of it.
The widow was comely, D. Ross. Comely.
Comely?
Comely. And I felt a stirring in my loins that I had not experienced since the first flickering of the Magic Mike daguerreotype. It is recently.
Oh, wow.
And I knew that if I committed the rather reasonable act of infanticide, it would dry the woman's breast and send her back into estrus, where I could effect an obliged gestation of my issue.
Dang.
I noticed there on the hearth a skinning knife used on the local possums. I saw my opportunity, D. Ross, and you know what I did when that knife came in contact with the alabaster skin of the woman's neck?
What did you do?
Nothing.
Good.
I left her there with her milk-strained bosom, and I took the baby, jumped in my Yaris, and drove to Manchester to see if Smith's cover band.
How did that go about?
It was all right.
Okay.
Didn't quite hit the Johnny Marr licks, but I returned the baby the next night after I taught it integers.
What? hit the chest.
So you're looking forward to the blue and white scrimmage?
Oh, yeah. Very much, very much. Looking forward to it.
What's your favorite color?
Navy, to be honest. Anything in the blue, you know, neutral color zone, I'm pretty cool with that.
Mine is either bile duct green or circumcision red.
What?
Oh. Is Dak your favorite quarterback on this team?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh, how unimaginative and
right?
Charming.
It's so crazy.
Wonderful. I heard a curious question, and the answer's comprehension lies just beyond my grasp, so I seek your assistance. The inquiry was put to me, what do you call a guy with a small penis?
A coward.
Oh. I heard the answer was...
What do you call him? I don't know.
A.J. McCarron. We're running out of time, D. Ross.
Oh, wow, no.
So repeat after me.
Okay.
I am nobody. I am a master of the perineum.
I am the master of the perineum.
I love only because I hate. What's that weird voice you're doing?
I don't know.
Well, thank you. That was science and its implications for the curious, with an emphasis on the invalids and the insane. I am Dr. Vaginismus. Thank you, dear.
Nice to meet you.
There you go. Boy, nice chemistry between those two. D. Ross really got a kick out of the doctor.
Yeah, he did. Usually they're a little bit more fearful of the doctor.
I'm rooting for D. Ross to make this team now. He seemed like a happy-go-lucky guy.
He did. He was in a great mood, apparently.
All right, Gordo. Funny stuff.